Welcome to Brains and Bots, where AI meets small business. Join us as we explore how AI can save your time, boost productivity, and fuel growth.
Welcome back. It's amazing to see how tech, especially AI, is changing the game for small businesses across the board.
Totally. But let's zoom in a bit now and see how this tech wave is hitting different groups within the small business community.
That's a great point. This report doesn't just give us the big picture. It actually digs deeper into the experiences of women-owned, minority-owned, and veteran-owned businesses.
Let's start with women-owned businesses. What kind of insights did the report uncover about their tech adoption and how it's impacting their bottom line?
The data shows that women-owned businesses are embracing tech in a big way. A full 97% of them are using at least one tech platform. That's actually slightly higher than the overall average for small businesses, which is pretty impressive.
That's really encouraging to hear. Sounds like they're not just keeping up, but maybe even leading the pack in some ways. What about AI specifically? Are women-owned businesses jumping on that bandwagon too?
They definitely are. The report says 37% of women-owned small businesses are using AI, which is just a tad below the national average. But here's the kicker. A whopping 85% of them are super optimistic that technology in general is going to play a huge role in their future growth.
So even if they're not all using AI yet, they see the potential it holds. That's great. Yeah. But I'm also curious about the challenges they might be facing in this tech-driven world. Are there any specific hurdles that came up in the report?
One concern that stood out was the potential for all these different state-level tech policies to create a lot of confusion and drive up compliance costs. This can be a real burden for smaller businesses, especially those with limited resources to navigate a complex regulatory landscape.
It makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
It's tough enough to run a business without having to decipher a bunch of different rules and regulations, depending on where you operate.
And it's not just women-owned businesses feeling this way. Minority-owned businesses, 97% of which are using at least one tech platform, also express worries about the impact of these inconsistent state-level regulations.
So it sounds like having a more streamlined national approach to tech policy could be a real game changer for these businesses.
Definitely. Having a clear and consistent framework across the board would level the playing field and let them focus more on using tech to grow their businesses, rather than getting bogged down in red tape.
Speaking of growth, how are minority-owned businesses doing on that front? Is tech helping them move the needle?
The report paints a pretty positive picture. A solid 83% of minority-owned businesses are optimistic that technology is going to be a major driver of their growth going forward. And like women-owned businesses, 83% of them are planning to increase their use of technology in the coming years.
That's fantastic. It really speaks to the empowering potential of technology. Now let's turn our attention to veteran-owned businesses.
Yeah.
Anything jump out at you about their relationship with tech?
What struck me was their incredibly high level of optimism about technology's role in their future. 80% of veteran-owned businesses believe it's going to fuel their growth, and a remarkable 63% even anticipate a positive impact on their profits specifically.
Those are some seriously impressive numbers. What do you think is driving that strong belief in tech among veteran-owned businesses?
It's an interesting question. It could be related to their experiences in environments where adaptability and strategic thinking are absolutely essential, like in the military. The military often uses really cutting-edge technology, so veterans might be more comfortable with adopting new tools and seeing their potential in a business setting.
That's a really interesting perspective. It makes you wonder if certain life experiences can actually cultivate a mindset that's more receptive to technological advancements.
Exactly. And the report backs this up. It shows that veteran-owned businesses, just like the other groups we've talked about, are eager to ramp up their tech adoption in the future. 86% of them plan to do so, which shows a real commitment to staying ahead of the curve.
So across the board, we're seeing diverse groups within the small business community embrace technology wholeheartedly. It's really exciting to see how it's empowering them to grow and succeed.
It's a testament to their resilience and willingness to adapt. They're recognizing that technology isn't just a nice to have anymore. It's a must have if you want to thrive in today's business world.
Now let's shift gears a bit and talk about some of the broader challenges facing small businesses. The report touches on this too, right?
It does. While tech is a major focus, the report acknowledges that small businesses are dealing with a whole bunch of pressures these days.
What are some of the biggest concerns they're facing?
It's probably not a surprise that inflation is at the top of the list. It's cited as the single biggest challenge by a huge margin. Then you've got other worries like the rising cost of employee benefits interest rates, supply chain disruptions, and the ongoing struggle to find and keep qualified
That
workers.
sounds like a perfect storm of economic and operational headaches.
It's definitely a tough environment out there. But amidst all these challenges, there's a glimmer of hope, and that's technology.
So you're saying tech can actually be part of the solution?
Absolutely. The report keeps coming back to how tech can help small businesses navigate these tricky waters. We've already talked about how it can help control costs, streamline operations, and reach new customers. But it goes even deeper than that.
Can you give us some specific examples of how tech is stepping up to the plate?
Think about how e-commerce platforms have allowed businesses to completely change their business models during times of uncertainty, or how remote work technologies have helped them stay productive, even when they're struggling to hire enough people. For many small businesses, technology has become a lifeline.
It's like tech is providing them with a whole toolkit for resilience, helping them adapt and overcome obstacles.
That's a great way to put it. It's giving them the means to not just survive, but to actually thrive in the face of adversity.
But it's not just about surviving, it's about flourishing. And that's where AI comes back into the picture.
Exactly. AI has the potential to completely transform how small businesses operate, making them more efficient, more competitive, and ultimately more successful. Imagine AI-powered tools that can automate tedious tasks, create personalized experiences for your customers, and even predict future trends. That's the kind of power we're talking about.
It sounds like AI is stepping into the role of a strategic advisor, guiding businesses toward a brighter future.
In a sense, it is. It's giving them access to insights and capabilities that were previously only available to big corporations with tons of resources. It's truly leveling the playing field.
That's incredible. And it seems like the small business community is recognizing this potential, as we discussed earlier.
There's a real sense of optimism around AI, especially among those who are already using it. They're seeing the benefits firsthand, and that's fueling a wave of AI adoption that's only going to get bigger in the years to come.
This brings us to a crucial question. What does all of this mean for the future of small businesses?
The report offers a really compelling vision, one where technology empowers small businesses to not only survive, but to truly flourish. It envisions a future where small businesses can leverage AI and other cutting-edge tech to compete head-to-head with larger companies, drive innovation, and create new jobs.
It's an inspiring vision, but as with any technological advancement, there are bound to be challenges and bumps in the road. The report acknowledges this too, right?
It does. It emphasizes the need for responsible AI development and deployment, regulations that strike the right balance between fostering innovation and safeguarding ethical considerations, and ongoing efforts to bridge the digital divide so that all small businesses have a chance to participate in this tech-driven future.
Those are all critical considerations. It's not just about embracing the potential of tech. It's about doing it in a way that benefits everyone.
Exactly. It's about creating a future where technology is a force for good, helping small businesses reach their full potential and contribute to a more vibrant and equitable economy for all.
This has been such an insightful discussion. I'm really starting to grasp the depth and breadth of this topic.
Me too. And for our listeners, stick around for part three, where we'll wrap up our deep dive with some key takeaways and thought-provoking questions to ponder as you continue exploring this fascinating landscape.
Thanks for listening. If you found value in today's episode, leave us a review and let us know how you're using AI to boost your business. Until next time, keep innovating.